members of Congress to host virtual summit in hopes of stoking momentum for NCAA reform. The NCAA should be reforming itself. The NCAA should have put forth name, image, and likeness rules. Okay? I don't want Congress doing it. Do you?
N-O, no.
Okay? Congress is not good at this stuff. They are not good at it. I'm sorry. I mean, Richard Blumenthal, Cory Booker, Chris Murphy, Lori Trahan. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not Phi Beta Kappa of college athletics here. I mean, I'm sorry. No offense. Not good at your jobs. Just not good. I don't need you in sports. Okay? Cut taxes. Let's see if you can do it. Let's see if you can somehow cut taxes. Let's try that. Just for the hell of it. Right? Like, that's sort of your job. It's the NCAA's job to put forth NCAA rules. Don't sit there the entire time and worry about the consequences of legal action. I realize that in court you're 0 for life, which the NCAA. The NCAA, to its credit, is 0 for life in court. All right? They're not very good at it. But you can't sit there and worry about it all the time. Put forward the rules that you think are best for as many schools as possible. And then go from there and let people say, okay, adapt to the rules. Right now, you've got different states with different laws on name, image, and likeness. I mean, why do you think Quinn Ewers went to Ohio State for 1 year and essentially used them? Right? But why did he go there? Because the laws in Ohio on name, image, and likeness for an individual his age are different than the laws in Texas. And as soon as he qualified in Texas, age-wise, he went back to Texas. That's why he did it. That's because of the discrepancy in the laws depending on the state that you're in. The NCAA should have done that. They should have been the ones to put forward the rule. It's their organization. They've got schools that are assigned to them. Okay? They should have put the... Instead, they waited, hemmed, hawed, waited, played from behind, and hoped Congress would bail them out. I don't want Congress bailing them out. I mean, I just named that all-star panel that's going to be talking to them. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, really? That group of individuals? Really? Cut me a break. Murphy knows something about sports. Hey? I'm not going to get into Blumenthal. I mean, no offense, that's just not the group that I want helping. I just don't want that. All right? Take care of what you're supposed to be taking care of. Okay? Not this. The NCAA should have done this. Having Congress step in hoping they will bail them out is wrong. This is not the right way to do it. And let's be honest about it. Congress has a track record of not being good at this. They are not good at it. And I'm basing this on track records. They aren't good at it. Okay? I want people who are supposed to be good at it, do it. That's just me. I mean, maybe you're sitting there, oh, no, don't say that about Congress. Well, if you fail that way, fine, call the show. Tell me. You think Congress is awesome? They should set all the rules. I don't think they should be touching this at all. I don't want them involved in this. Why does the NCAA want them involved in it? I don't understand that. I mean, what's next? They should be setting, like, officiating rules? I mean, come on. The NCAA should be able to set their own name, image, and likeness rules and not hope that Congress bails them out on it. No. Set the rules. Right? If somebody sues, they sue. You're being sued by a bunch of other people. What's the difference of having another one? You can drag it out in court for years. It's one of the keys to their strategy. Drag it out for years. They act like nobody notices. I notice. We've talked about, how many times have we talked about cases with the NCAA in this show? How many? I mean, tons. Why? Because it's important. I mean, we talked about name, image, and likeness. couple years before this it was even brought. We talked about open transfer portal a couple years before it came up. We've talked about everything from college football playoff. We've talked about the O'Bannon case. We talked about gambling. All this years before it was done. Years. Okay? We don't react on this show. We talk about it before it happens. Okay? We're not here reacting to it. I just don't want Congress setting this stuff. I just don't. They're not good at it. The NCAA should have said it. The fact they dragged their feet, now they've forced this to happen. That's not the way to go. In my opinion, it's not. You got to be able to run your own organization. You got to be able to do that. You can't ask for outside help. Yeah, you can't. And they've got to be able to set their own rules and regulations and be able to do it. And they were close to doing it, and they backed off because they were worried about litigation. You can't do something these days just because you're worried about litigation. Okay, do what you think is right. Then if you have to make an adjustment later, make an adjustment. They're losing their power day by day. You want to know why the NCAA is losing its power day by day? Because they're allowing it to happen. They're making themselves irrelevant. Yeah, and I know people complain about them. I know people complain about the NCAA. But they opened the door to be complained about. They opened the door to it. You got to be able to take a stand on some stuff, the NCAA. They've got to, and they just won't do it. They're so afraid of litigation, and they freely admit that there's no name, image, and likeness rule because they were worried about litigation. That's the reason you don't do something?
Randy from Danville just checked in and compared it to The Potter and It's a Wonderful Life. Totally right on with you, Steve. I like that reference.
What did he say? Okay, Mr. Potter. Which one for Lionel Barrymore?
Yes.
It's me, Potter.
That's good work by Randy right there.
I like Randy. That's beautiful, man. That's perfect. He's exactly right. But they keep filing. You can't. Just because you fear litigation doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. Go ahead and do it. Now, of course, as I mentioned, the NCAA, to its credit, is 0 for life in court. So,
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I mean, they're the only ones. I mean, let's be honest about it. The Alston case, which sort of opened the door on some of these things, sort of did. All right. You got to give the NCAA credit. They're the only ones that could get Clarence Thomas and Stephen Breyer to agree. I mean, a lot of votes in the Supreme Court now are 5-4, 6-3. The NCAA goes there, 9-0. So they are. They're 0 for life in court. But they still should have set the name, image, and likeness rules. Okay? And then worked out if there was a challenge to it later. Okay? You got to run your own organization. To be honest with you, 5 years from now, is there an NCAA?